The 100-hour clock that House Democrats set for themselves began ticking down today. The first bill of the party's legislative push is one to implement most of the remaining anti-terrorism recommendations made by the 9/11 Commission. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It was the first day of real business in the House. Democrats settled into new, powerful posts. Republicans continued licking wounds from the rancorous elections. In this light, the House chaplain, Reverend Daniel Coghlan, opened the day with a prayer.
As we bind up internal wounds, let us restore the golden rule of our political process, and let mutual love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
The 9/11 bill would do several things to tighten terrorism security. It would divvy up federal security money by risk level, giving more to urban areas. It would create more grants for first responders. It pushes the Bush administration to work with the United Nations on controlling loose nuclear material. And it mandates that the president apply sanctions to any country that trades nuclear technology with a non-nuclear state. Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, is now chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. On the floor today, he said these recommendations remind him of an old Irish proverb: you can't plow a field by turning it over in your mind. Well, said Thompson, Congress has now spent years turning these recommendations over in its mind.
Here's a chance for Congress to stop dragging its feet, to become the do-something Congress. We can stand around complaining and pointing fingers, or we can finally do the job we're here and hired to do.
Though many Republicans support the bill, many also objected to some of its parts. For example, it would allow airport security workers collective bargaining rights. And here's the big conflict, which even some Democrats oppose. The bill would mandate screening of every single package to enter the United States, whether by plane or boat. This in particular seemed to rub salt in the wounds of Florida Republican John Mica, who lost the chairmanship of the House Aviation Subcommittee.
On Thursday, when I gave up that responsibility of chairing aviation, a great mantle came off my shoulders. But I'm telling you that you are headed in the wrong direction today.
Mica stood at the podium on the House floor waving a fat copy of the 9/11 Commission report in the air.
Now you come forth with recommendations. One recommendation dealing with cargo security is not a recommendation in this 9/11 report. I defy anyone to find it.
Mica isn't alone. Many lawmakers say scanning everything that comes to the U.S. is just not practical. But this isn't the final version of this bill. The Senate Homeland Security Committee takes up its ideas later this month. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.